As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
We're living in a post-constitutional America.
Maybe you're just not satisfied.
That should frighten every American, and it should also motivate every American to pay attention to this November and House races and Senate races, because it matters.
Sean, the folks out there need to understand that the Democrat Party is an evil force, whether it was slavery or segregation, whether it was its marriage with the Klan, whether it was Jim Crow and so forth, is a very evil force. They don't support the founding. They don't support the founders. They don't support the founding documents. They resent the limits the Constitution places on them. We have to fight for our Bill of Rights every day, whether it's free speech, freedom of association, freedom of religion, the right to bear arms, due process, the takings clause, federalism. They object to it all. They want to pack the court. They want to destroy the Supreme Court. They, as I speak, are protesting the justices in their summer places where they are right now. The border's wide open. They won't tell us why, but we know why. You have crime in the streets through the roof. But this is the gravest attack on our republic in modern history. They are attacking a former president of the United States who is poised to announce that he's running again against the man who's having him investigated. And do not tell me that Joe Biden didn't know what's going on any more than Obama didn't know about Russia collusion. That is BS. He'd be the only guy in the world that didn't know. This was a carefully laid plan. Let me explain to the American people what's going on here, since a law degree is worth about 3 cents. But I was chief of staff to an attorney general. I'm telling you what's going on here. They have to explain why they went for a warrant and not a subpoena. They have to explain what the urgency of the issue was. Did they have evidence something was being destroyed or removed? They better have evidence that this was a very substantial crime to do this to a former president of the United States with 30 FBI agents. Let me tell you why they won't release the warrant right now, which is under seal, rather than Geraldo's putting the emphasis on the victim. The reason is it's a crap warrant. They might probably are talking about the Presidential Papers Act. But what they're trying to do is grab everything they can at a Mar-a-Lago because they're looking for more. We have what's called the plain view doctrine. You're searching documents. You got a warrant from this hack judge. Oh, by the way, Mark, don't call him a hack. There must have been some. Oh, so trash the constitutionalists on the Supreme Court. Call them whatever you have. But now we have found Solomon, a magistrate judge that issues this order. What a bunch of baloney. But let me go on. So what we have here is a warrant. I don't know why we have a warrant, but I actually do. This is a backdoor way to grab all these documents, these 15 documents. Fox had reported earlier that on the government side, they said this was not judicious about what they searched. Not judicious about what they searched, then how particular could this warrant have been? Well, maybe it was particular. They took those boxes. They're hoping they can find taxes. They're hoping they can find something on January 6th. They're hoping they can find anything. Paul Manafort was correct. They went through the back door. They had 30 FBI agents there to grab documents. They get only one shot at this, to grab all they can, going through Melania's closet, going through the safe. God knows what they did with the computers and so forth and so on. This is a witch hunt. This is a Stalinist hunt. They're going after a former president of the United States. Now, let me make a surmise here. It's the same U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., whose jurisdiction includes the National Archives,
who has jurisdiction over January 6th. He's got nothing. Nothing. Or this committee would have leaked it. So he's looking. He's looking. He's looking for a crime in search of evidence rather than the other way around. Anything they can find on Trump. Anything they can hang on him. This isn't about some damn document. That's what they're doing. And let me tell you something. This is scarier than if it was based on the Documents Act.
All right, listen
to
what happens coming up.
They are in search to try and destroy Trump. They conducted a criminal investigation. They failed. They have an investigation in New York with the Attorney General that's going to fail. They have a Democrat. Oh, Christ. You're cutting me off early. I'm done.
I'm not trying. No. Finish that thought. Last one. You were talking about you're going to refer to Atlanta. All right, sorry.
Atlanta, Albany, Washington, all of it.
That's great.
All right, what you just heard there was Fox News cutting off Mark Levin because they didn't like what he was saying. Mm-hmm. So if you're still delusional about where Fox News, just because they have Tucker and Hannity and a few others that are conservative, the people running that network are not. Rupert Murdoch's son is not a conservative. So somebody watching that told the producer, it's like the audio version of the old hook they used to use on stages when somebody was bombing in a performance, they would yank him off the stage by the neck with that hook. That's what that was. To Mark Levin. And the problem is he was right about everything.
Yep.
Obviously, this thing has backfired politically. Otherwise, Merrick Garland, that whimpering piece of POS, you know what that stands for. He says he personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant for Mar-a-Lago. Look at that sad sack of crap. He's still bitter because it was his turn to be on the Supreme Court and he didn't get it. Mm-hmm. Because Mitch McConnell took a dose of Groeset and blocked it. Otherwise, he'd be on the Supreme Court right now. How frightening is that? With Roberts, they'd have a 5-4 majority on just about everything now. We wouldn't have had some of the decisions go our way. What happened at Mar-a-Lago was, wrong, and wrong in a way that should send a chill down the spine of every American. One day after Congress thought, here's a great way to reduce inflation, we'll hire 87,000 IRS agents, a Jordan-Hare Stadium's worth of IRS agents, and running ads because they want agents who are armed and willing to risk their life. Over what? A deduction? That went bad? Good Lord, folks. Wake up. The IRS. The new SS. And we just happen to be on the wrong side. I'm still waiting for the door to fly open here. Well, we have a warrant for your phone. They're doing that, too. I think they just issued warrants to a whole group of legislators in the state of Pennsylvania for the audacity of questioning the election, which was a joke. They know it, we know it. DOJ speaks out. So they've asked the federal court and that clown-ass judge to unseal the search warrant because right now there's been nothing specific on what they were looking for. But apparently they executed the warrant that way, just like a rummage sale. There's heaps of stuff, so we'll just go through it. Maybe he hid it in Melania's closet. And while we're in there, maybe we'll take a whiff of some of her personal items. What a collection of losers and jerk-offs. It's just so sickening. In fact, that was actually my own daughter who said, I told you when I told you about bingo, not to go crazy. And I said, I'm not going crazy. I said, you have no idea how therapeutic it is to help bingo and Whitney. And I just found out today that young lady who took it upon herself to assume the financial responsibility for this dog's very expensive medical care because she's a good human being and doesn't have the heart to turn her back, that she herself has been through quite a bit. But she still found room in her heart and her life to see this dog to the next phase. See that big swishy tail of his going back and forth. So at this hour, at 3:11, some key lime pies are headed out to Prattville Farm Center. There'll be three, and I'm going to bring out some more on Saturday. If you want to reserve one, let me know. We're asking a $30 donation, and I am paying all the costs for the... And these are good. Rosie came...
They're delicious.
Came up with a connection for me yesterday. Somebody that sells those fresh eggs. Homegrown fresh.
Beautiful?
They're beautiful, and I have no idea on the science why. I could probably find out, but they have an extra level of flavor. I use them quite frequently because I have other sort, Papa John, and my buddy
Rick.
Yeah. Who has a source up in Deedsville. So I try to use those for the breakfast special whenever I can because they look so great on camera. They're very yellow, and that it turns up. So plus the recipe includes 5 eggs,
right, per pie,
and some only use 3, maybe 4.
That's why yours are so good, Greg.
I think so. And so every penny goes to help Whitney pay off the medical bills she's had to deal with. And the GoFundMe page has done really well. And so many of you have donated there, and thank you. But I found out today that GoFundMe takes 2.9% of the total raised, and they put a service charge on everything. So what I may just do is go ahead and pay this whole thing off and then, you know, sell the pies so that she gets every possible dollar out of it. It's too late for some of it, but... So I told Jenna, I said, that this is how I cope today. I got home, took a short nap, rode my bike 4.5 miles and baked 6 pies today.
Wow.
Yeah. I am and I'm going to do 6 more. So if you want one, you can email me or reach out through Facebook Messenger. Because they're good. 13 minutes after 3 o'clock, we're here for my friends at Lewis Lawn. If you're kind of starting from scratch when it comes to equipment, the guy you want to meet at Lewis Lawn is Chad Sasser. No such thing as a dumb question. Whether you are contemplating the purchase of a zero-turn Echo or Exmark or Toro, maybe you just need something you can push or self-propel, they've got it. In fact, they've got a really great deal on the Toro zero turn right now. If you are into battery chargeable options for maintaining your own place, the Ego product line, and now Steel, has battery chargeable options. When you're ready to use them, you take them out the charging station, hit the on button, and you're good to go. They roar to life. That simply. And everything else in between. So please, when you have the need, go where the pros go. Buy your equipment at a place that will be there to service or do warranty repair if you need it. That's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you want to reach out by phone, it's 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Super Mega for your backside. Shake it, put it, do the Charmin slide. Super Mega make you feel alright. Everybody do the Charmin slide. One lasting TP gets everybody going. Sleeves, booties clean and totally glowing. Shake your booty, do the Charmin slide. Should you roll less, go with pride.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is longer lasting, so you can change the roll less often. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your 5 senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's peanut butter cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ, happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The elevated rain chances continue well into the evening hours tonight before the storms finally fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, there will be more scattered random storms, but not as many in the afternoon and evening hours. And in fact, over the weekend, storms will become few and far between, widely scattered. The high temperature on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and work site. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This station presents... No! Really? Wow!
Domino's Pizza is leaving Italy because it is not very popular.
No!
Italy perfected pizza and couldn't support a business that ruins it.
Really?
When there are over 60,000 better pizza options, the McDonald's of pizza just doesn't stand a chance with the Italian people.
Wow!
Of course, this doesn't bode well for Taco Bell's plans to expand into Mexico.
This has been... No! Really? Wow!
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah, I was supposed to be off this afternoon, but I'm not. So I've become incompetent. It is Happy Hour. Just talked to 93.1 of MWACB. We have a co-host who will join us shortly. Rosie Brock is here. My name's Greg.
And here they are.
And I'm an alcoholic.
Please clap.
Wow. It's just one outrage in the news after another. I was just looking at a clip, and I'm going to post it on Facebook in a moment, of a... Is this a Wendy's? Yeah. A Wendy location in Arizona where a worker comes up to the side of an elderly customer and sucker punches him into the next dimension. This thug. See, this is a problem all over the country. Just comes up and blindsides this guy, knocks him out, and now he's fighting for his life. That piece of... I wish it was legal to say that word on the air, because I'd use it a lot. Needs a long-term jail cell. So I wonder what kind of bond they're going to put him under in Arizona. They have one of those George Soros prosecutors there that says, well, that'll be 25 cents. Go. What?
I read another story yesterday, Greg, where some, I think it was in a fast food, somebody hit, a worker hit a 70-year-old senior on the head with a hammer.
Where was this?
I'll have to find this story. I couldn't believe it.
I don't think it's the same story. This was a sucker punch. There, I mean, look, the old guy's sitting there with his hat trying to enjoy a lunch. And this angry SOB comes out of nowhere and knocks him completely out. And now he's fighting for his life in a hospital. What's going on here? Yeah. Red Top.
Buddy, I just want to say James Brown used to be the hardest working man in show business. No excuse, sir. Anybody do. Pedals 4.3 miles and takes 6 times before he comes on the air as the hardest working man in show business.
How about that?
And, you know, you remember James Brown. That was his nickname, so supposedly. And your bike that you, are you on one of those 7-speed Schwinns like I've got?
No, I have a bike. It's called a Townie. It's nice. Basic bike, 7 gears. Can't stand up on it. And I just, I'll tell you what, I just had it serviced at Montgomery Multisport, which is the Don Duncan of bikes.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
I'm going 2 to 3 miles an hour faster on it with the same effort because I wore out the chain, had to replace the tire, the brakes needed padding, because I've been doing a lot since I started up again after my neck surgery. I'm doing about 130 miles a month on average.
No, well, good, buddy. You're going to live 20 years longer because of that. And, you know, one thing I can't get used to is the paddle shifter. It is so different than all the bicycles that we've ever ridden our whole life, but I'm getting there, but it's a strange piece. Now, let me...
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard Stephen Reed on the morning on the news this on, you know, this station this morning, and he was in a bad mood, and he's got a bad attitude, man. I was very surprised. I've never heard him this angry.
And I heard about it. I did not hear it, and I don't discuss what happens on other shows.
I understand, but his comments about the state of Alabama were very negative. And I don't get it. It's great.
Well, he's a Democrat. They don't like anything.
But see, he wasn't that way 2 years ago. This man has just changed a lot. So I don't know what his ambitions are. It was all, everything's about the money to him.
You know, he's just another Democrat that wants money to solve problems that never get solved. We've spent trillions of dollars. Thanks for the call on issues involving poverty and crime, and nothing ever gets fixed. It's time for a different approach. Especially when you just look at this Wendy's situation here. Hey, did that temporary BLM thing come down from the fountain? I guess not. That by large mansions sign? What a joke. Here's T.S.
Hey, Greg. How are you this afternoon?
I couldn't be better.
Yeah, me too. I have a quick question. I'm going to buy a pie for bingo, and I don't know your email. Can I just send whatever I need to send you to your Facebook thing?
No.
Okay.
I don't have any.
So how do I find your email? Or are you going to give it to me?
It's real easy. It's gregbudell@aol.com.
Thank you.
That's one word, GREGBUDELL. How when are you going to get your pie?
I don't know. I'm going to freeze it because right now I'm doing a fast thing for 21 days of prayer with Church of the Highlands, and I'm going to freeze the pie, and then I'll eat the whole pie because key lime pies are my favorite. You just let me know sometime when you want me to pick it up. I really don't care.
Okay. We'll have.
Okay, but it's gregbudell@gmail.com?
No, at aol.com.
Okay, my apologies. Thank you in advance. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for helping. I know who we need a pie for, and I, Bo Holt.
Yeah.
And I bet I don't know when he's coming by. Or
he's
dying.
Not. I'm taking it to him.
Oh!
That's what I was asking you about a little while ago.
Pardon me for not understanding the connection. Yeah, it's there.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, this is so therapeutic. Because every day there's just another outrage. At the top and at the bottom, as is the case with this story in Arizona. We have a lot of great people in the world, but we have some scum suckers that are beyond my ability to describe them, at least in polite society. It is 3:26. Let me speak specifically to guys. Quote one of my favorite old sayings that I just made up. Stress is not an aphrodisiac. There's a lot of things that can affect your libido, your love life, your energy level, your vigor. And it starts for a man, that is the T level, testosterone level. That is not, repeat, not something there's a home test for. It cannot be diagnosed at a vitamin store. It is a medical condition that can be easily fixed, but you've got to have the test so they know what they're dealing with at Montgomery Men's Health. It's a $99 investment that could absolutely change your life. Not just in the boudoir, but from sunup to sundown, sleeping better, having more energy to get through the day. And like I said, if you feel like you're just on the sidelines and can't, you're not motivated, this could be a reason why. And it starts to affect men at around age 40, sometimes earlier than that. It's something you should have checked anyway. So Montgomery Men's Health has made it so affordable at $99. You also get your PSA number. And there are solutions for all of the issues that can affect men that you don't even know about. Not because you're in denial. This is medical stuff. And those secrets are at Montgomery Men's Health. See Dr. Ken and his great team, their ability to make you feel at home, your confidentiality, everything. It's just a really well-organized and set-up medical facility for men. Their number is 440-3663 or visit them online at montgomerymenshealth.com. I think you'd be really impressed. All right, we are at 3:28 already. How did that happen? I think we should visit the traffic dungeon. And we've had some rain come through. Not on the... please go let Jacqueline in.
Okay.
Not on the north side of town. Rich got pounded. He got 3/4 of an inch of rain in the Halcyon area. So, and I think Jay said they got some in Prattville. Anyway, it's around. We'll keep you posted throughout the afternoon. Rich's forecast is coming up a little bit.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
An accident, Carter Hill Road at Mulberry. A van and an 18-wheeler swapped a little paint right there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles. Busy all over the city right now. A lot of traffic on Taylor Road, Northeast Boulevard, 231 to Wetumpka. And we've got some kind of fracas going on. Ann Street near Atlanta Highway. A lot of units in that area. Please use caution there. Maybe avoid that area for a bit if you can. Whether your credit is perfect or just plain bad, approval for an equity loan on your home or land is a phone call away, but you have to call. Call the A-Team at MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks, this is Dr. Sam for my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job by telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Travis Scott is selling tickets to a show in Vegas for $27,000 apiece. Sounds pricey, but keep in mind, that includes life insurance. Spotify is going to start selling concert tickets, but to get them at face value, you have to listen to 15 ads. Spider-Man turns 60 this week. At his age, the only thing that makes his Spidey sense tingle are deals on cargo shorts at Costco. And today is National Align Your Teeth Day, or as Steve Buscemi and Jewel know it, Thursday. This is not headline news.
Since I turned 40, I just haven't been myself. It seems like I'm always either watching the Lifetime channel or looking at pictures of quilts on Pinterest. So I went to my doctor, and after he lowered the stirrups, he told me that I have low testosterone. He called it low T. So that's when I told him,
"Why do you have to try and solve all of my problems? Sometimes I just want someone to listen to me."
And that's when my doctor prescribed testosterone with the active ingredient Testes giganazine. Within a week, I was back to my normal self. 2 weeks later, and I was starting fights in church. I mean, come on! I can braid the hair on my knuckles. Yesterday, I had 6 road rage incidents just driving home from work. So if you cry when you're frustrated or you just can't parallel park, you could have low T. Don't be a baby. Ask your doctor about testosterone, the proven treatment for low T. Do it today, or I'll come through these speakers and kick your ass.
By the way, that is, like I said before, that anything that's not a medical solution is a theory in a capsule. I don't think that's what you want to deal with. So,
Jay Quellen.
Oh.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Sitting right here.
I know.
You came through for me today. Thank you so much. As it turns out, it was really a good thing that the trip to Florida did not work out.
Why? What happened?
A bunch of different things, starting with the fact that Terry really needed to get out of town with Lynn and blah, blah, blah. But Whitney, the young lady who has organized the, you know, was taking care of Bingo.
Right, Bingo.
And assumed all of that financial responsibility. She, I haven't gotten all the details, but I heard she's been through some real crap. And maybe that's why God put the dog in her life to...
Like relationship crap or health crap or
relationship,
like...
Relationship, I think.
Oh, she should call me. I'm really good at that.
That's what I told Janelle. So we... I told her I have the most amazing friend that you should meet.
I'll talk her down off the relationship edge.
So... But she's just not financially set to assume this level of responsibility, which is why she asked for help. And
but maybe that she needs that puppy more than that puppy needed her.
That very well could be. I often look at it that way. There he is.
Oh my gosh.
He's a big...
Give me that Barbie. Oh, look at it.
And he is doing, he's adapting so well.
Oh, what a puppy dog.
I hope there's a picture of his tail wagging in this. He's a three-legged dog now, but he is happy.
Little tripod.
He's being loved.
Yep.
She took, Whitney found him. He had just been hit by a car. Took him to the owners, and they said, we don't want him. Heartbreaking. People can be that cold. So, but now he's going to have a good life. And it's so cool.
He's a sweet-looking boy.
And it helps me realize there are good people left in the world, yes, and plenty of them, and so many have helped us help. Or she's a family friend. And Janelle spends a lot of time with Bingo as well. She's over there every day.
I'm stalking her.
Are you? 336, we have Papa B on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
So I'm glad to see Jay Quallen likes pet dogs, because, you know, I was getting to the point where I thought she was just ruthless.
Well, I'm not too.
Dogs and
I'm not
cats.
Soulless, though.
Oh, and no.
By my initial reaction to Jay Quallen, she is ruthless. Anyway,
yeah.
But in a lovable way.
I am pretty ruthless.
Well, but here's the thing. You know, when I talk about their law firm, when you're ambushed by a change in life,
yeah,
you need an advocate. You need somebody who's not just going to say, well, the law says this. You want somebody who's going to end there with both fists swinging on your behalf.
Well, thanks.
You ain't wrong about that. So, Jay Quallen is the one.
Well, thanks.
So, what does Trump have? Does he have a meth lab? Is he running a
six-track
screen out of the basement? Does he have a hydrogen bomb? What in the world could have possessed the FBI after 2 years? They knew full well, because they'd already been there, what he had.
And he'd been cooperating, too. This is nothing more than another political hit job. However, and I like your thoughts on this, Jacqueline. I think this is going to blow up on them.
Oh, yeah. I think this is horrible timing for them.
Yeah.
Don't you love the way that Garland is trying to salvage the so-called reputation of the FBI? They lost their reputation a long old time ago. And they're back for sure.
It's time to break that organization up.
It is.
We'll keep the fingerprint people and the people that do process, you know, and help. What they need to be doing is helping police departments around the country solve their crimes.
Right.
And stop being the Gestapo for the Democratic Party, because that's what they are. And you know what? Hate to say this. Hannity's so annoying. Well, you know, the rank and file. If you're accepting a paycheck from an organization that does what they do, you either ask for a reassignment somewhere else in the government or you quit.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a big demand for people with law enforcement experience.
Yeah. So, just real quick, though, I think the world of Mark Levin, I'm sure he's a lot smarter than I am, but honestly, I don't think he had it just right. Because what I believe is that, you know, Trump declassified every dirty little secret in Washington, D.C., and then he took copies of it. I think that's what they're after. They
could
don't
be.
Want the dirty little secrets.
I think
that's
a very reasonable theory, certainly.
Anyway, all right, guys. Well, listen, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. It is 3:38. Let me get Ken. Ken, you're on.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
Yeah. You know, I saw where the FBI office in Cincinnati, somebody came in with, you know, guns and whatnot, and they're chasing them. In the back of my mind, with the credibility of the FBI, I'm sitting there thinking, is this another one of their fake plots to get people to be more sensitive to them and try to put them back on a pedestal?
You can't.
I mean, they had undercover agents starting, you know, a killing plot in Michigan against the governor. They had implants at the January 6th. I bet you this is just another FBI sting of their own, trying to get some sympathy or something.
Exactly. What do they call that? A Reichstag moment where they set something up to try and turn public opinion in a different direction.
Yeah.
I mean, there's even been Democrats that have... The Washington Post puts out a tweet about politicizing the DOJ, which is the absolute fact. But they must have gotten some blowback from some of the communists in D.C. because they withdrew the post. Even when a newspaper attempts to tell the truth, once in a while, they...
Yep. So I'm not buying this Cincinnati shooter thing. I think this is another one of their agents, and this is just an attempt to, blow some smoke up our butt.
Yep. By the way, I don't know about you, but I'm really excited that we'll have 87,000 new armed IRS agents who in the...
Hey, I'm still waiting for them to do my taxes from this year. I submitted it on April 3rd. It was received. I haven't received a word from them.
Well, let's go live to the tax office right now and see what's happening. Well, they're busy. You'll get it soon.
Yeah.
Thanks for
all
the call.
Later.
They know how you vote. Do not try to tell me that they don't know how you vote, and how you vote has everything to do with whether you'll get audited or whether you'll get a refund in prime time. Take a look at that GIF on the screen there from the New York Post about that Arizona Wendy's worker.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. That's an old man sitting at a table with his hat trying to have a meal, and this guy comes up from nowhere and just, what is this, the knockout game they were playing a couple of years ago? Is this some kind of inner city fun?
Yeah, it's, mess around like that in Alabama.
I wouldn't. Well, ooh. This is one reason why none of the crap that went on a couple of years ago happened here. Because
yeah.
we believe in
you
a
never
second.
Know.
Yeah. I have a stack of things that are labeled DT. Not for delirium tremens, but because
oh, good.
They are culture and Duncan Tomlinson type items I would like to get your opinion
so
on.
So you save those for when Dana comes.
DT. Delk and Tomlinson, I think, is what that stands for.
Okay.
It is 3:42. If you have found yourself waiting in long lines at national chain pharmacies in the drive-thru, I mean, if I see that there's like more than three or four cars, I won't wait for a Big Mac, much less my medicine. But I see that all the time at the chain store pharmacies with drive-thrus. Long lines. You should not have to wait 20, 30, 40 minutes. And then you finally get to the window. They get your stuff, you pay for it. You want to ask a question? Well, no, we can't answer that, right? You have to come in the store. What's the point in having the drive-thru? It really accomplishes nothing. Your health is too important. I urge you to consider trying Adams Drugs. 12 locations with the nicest people. I've been to 10 of the 12 in the almost decade now that I've been doing business with them. And the consistency in customer service from place to place is remarkable. It really is. If you closed your eyes, you wouldn't know which one you were in. They're that nice. Pharmacists, yes, be happy to answer your question or have a consultation with you. Right over here. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. We'll get this ready for you now. And nobody rolls their eyes because you asked a question or you needed help picking out just the right over-the-counter solution for whatever your medical issue is. I am sitting across from the Butt Paste Queen 2022. It was the one that told all of us about this amazing concoction they make at the Copperfield store off Taylor Road.
Mm-hmm.
And cures the rage of diaper rash and so many other skin conditions, and you can only buy it. Just keep it handy for anything. Dry skin, bug bites, you name it. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. 3:43, Crawdad, Gray Hair will be with you.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Kay Ivey's office is dismissing rumors the 77-year-old governor is ill. Ivey spokeswoman Gina Miola said Thursday the governor is doing great and continues to be cancer-free. The Republican governor announced in 2019 that she had been diagnosed with early-stage lung cancer and would undergo radiation treatments. She announced in 2020 that the cancer appeared to be gone and that her doctor considered her cancer-free. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection with the fatal shooting in April. 50-year-old Erskine Jackson is charged with the murder of 57-year-old Enrico Coleman. Jackson was arrested on August 9th. He was placed in the Montgomery County Jail on $1.5 million bond. Montgomery police have identified the victim of a recent shooting. 33-year-old Natalio Lopez Garcia was found shot in the 300 block of Chase Street on Monday. Details of the shooting remain under investigation. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform.
Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. Ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
Back to school shopping on a budget? Then Kohl's is the place to go. With the extra 20% off, I got my kids activewear for under $9 and jeans for $14.39. Plus, I found 2 for $20 character tees and got $10 off as a Kohl's Rewards member. More style and more savings? Check and check. Select styles, 20% offer ends August 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the burger of your dreams. It's on the new DQ Signature Stack Burgers menu. A lineup of 5 premium burgers like the Flamethrower Signature Stack Burger and Loaded A1 Signature Stack Burger. With 100% seasoned real beef patties, melty cheese, and a combo of top-notch toppings and sauces galore. This dream burger is calling your name. But it isn't a dream. You're ordering at the DQ drive-thru. The DQ Signature Stack Burgers lineup. Try it today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The elevated rain chances continue well into the evening hours tonight before the storms finally fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, there will be more scattered random storms, but not as many in the afternoon and evening hours. And in fact, over the weekend, storms will become few and far between, widely scattered. The high temperature on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
The FBI, driving electric F-150s, raided a Cracker Barrel to investigate Walmart providing lab-grown fish to Domino's Pizza in Italy. An inflation expert speaks out.
Woolly mammoth meat should be available through grocery delivery.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
All right, welcome back to Happy Hour. It is 3:48. Greg Budell with
Jake Quallen.
You are correct, sir. And we have a couple of callers with Crawdad on the line. Hi.
You brought to mind when you mentioned that knockout game.
Yes.
Thing. Years ago, I had a guy just cold cock me from behind, knock my glasses off. I'm sitting on the ground. I look up at the guy and I said, "Why'd you do that to me?" He said, "Because I can," and laughed. And there are just some evil people in the world, man.
I think they are proliferating.
For just no reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
I never forgot. It's like, at least I didn't get a cracked skull. But yeah, it's hitting somebody in the head. It couldn't have been anything personal. It was totally random, wasn't it, that this guy in the...
Yes.
See, that's just wrong, man. It's just evil. There's evil. Too many evil things going on out there. But... Bingo, you say you want to find a way to sidetrack the money-dipping folks and still help out?
Yeah.
How should we proceed there, Greg?
Well, what I'm doing is, and I've been communicating back and forth, because I just found out yesterday the percentage that GoFundMe takes out of this stuff. So I said, let's close the GoFundMe page. I will pay the balance out of my pocket, and then make the money back. I've made a couple of donations and I'm buying all the ingredients for the pie. So none of this, not a penny of this is going into my pocket.
I need one, so maybe Spotlow Delivery Service could help out on
that. We could probably do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the way, we're asking a $30 donation because prices have gone up.
Go figure.
I can't imagine why.
But hey, it's well worth it. Besides, not every day do you get a real genuine key lime pie made by Chef Greg.
Yeah, well, you know, by the way, I will be really interested after you try it to see if you notice the difference because I've gone to all
the eggs.
It really is even better.
Health food.
Yep, the pies are getting better.
And Leon's getting larger.
Thank you, Crawdad. We'll talk to you tomorrow, I guess. And gray hair.
Yeah, I was going to kind of ask the same thing. Do you have a PayPal account for Greg Spudell?
No.
Well, if you had PayPal, we could just send it to you and you'd get your money. So, anyway. I've been watching this crap all day long. I've finally decided I have a great hypothesis of why they need 87,000 more IRS agents who will be armed. That'll give them about 165,000 to 170,000 employees. What they'll do is they'll go back and everybody who is under $400,000 a year, they're going to average out their tax forms. And they're going to say, you don't need all this money you have saved because you've only averaged using this much money during your lifetime. And all this is paid off now. So we need the money more than you do. So we're coming to get it. And they can do it.
Well, if we let them.
Yeah. Well, they can try to pass the law. That's what they want to do now. They want to take over. They want to fight them. They want a Praetorian guard. That they can say, you're armed, you got to come and do this because you work for us. That's what they want. And I'm watching this crap. They make me sick. And this transsexual attorney general that says, I did it, he did. And they're a bunch of liars. They've lied about everything that they've done so far.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's
bunch
what.
Of morons.
All right. Thank you for
anyway,
the call.
I guess we could just send you a check to the station.
Yeah, for now, right now, that's the easy way to do this.
Yeah, yeah. And you just give the pie to Rosie. She sounds good on the radio. I like her.
Thank you.
We like her, too. She is certainly pie-worthy, my friend. Let's see. I know I had all the stuff I wanted to ask you, but seems to have walked off.
Now that I'm here...
I should take advantage. How about 9 signs it's lust and not love? This could be very...
Oh, wait. We never talked about that 222 ridiculousness that you asked me about the other day. On Friday, you're like, I want you to process this, and then we'll talk about it.
Was I don't even Friday? Remember it now. 222?
It was like 2 dates a month, 2 week-long vacations or something.
A year, and then every something like that. Every 2 years, you go away for a week or something.
Listen, I don't think that there's any magical formula. Was that eye roll?
No, not that was not for
I was
you.
Like, I'll come over this desk. Let me tell you, I'm an emotional mama today. My baby got out of the car by himself today and walked into kindergarten.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a big boy with his little backpack and his little lunchbox, bigger than he is. And I couldn't walk him in for the first time. Had a breakdown at Publix. It's fine. Anyways, I don't think there's
you too.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't have an emotional breakdown in Publix at least once a week?
Especially when you look at what they're charging.
Yeah. Do you guys know, I told you cereal's like $8 a box.
Yeah.
It's obscene.
I mean, I think I spent $60 at Publix before I came in here today. Obviously, like I've taken it home on taco night. Like just regular... Nothing fancy, not even fajita night.
Right.
Like $60.
And then yesterday.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Yeah, well, yesterday. Well, we're at zero inflation now. Did you know that?
Oh.
Thanks to him.
No.
Oh, my God. I
And they're raving about the fact that gas prices are going down. Well, thank the good Lord, because they jumped like $2.80 in a year.
Yeah, well, they busted into our strategic petroleum reserve, which is for, like, crisis.
Well, we're in a
and sold some of that to China, too, which is real nice. Just unbelievable what they do. Brian.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you know that one of the things they asked for the new IRS agents was the ability to carry a gun and use it?
We have mentioned that, yes. They and to be willing to face life-threatening situations. Like what? For what? Yeah. You took a deduction you shouldn't have, and you got to send a posse out to... Unbelievable. I have no idea what the ultimate evil
That's
is
scary.
Here. But it is scary. We must not let this happen.
Yeah, but I mean, in all honesty...
I guess that's why they bought those millions of Hollow Point 22 bullets years ago.
Why does the IRS even need 5 million bullets, which is what they have on hand right now?
You think they're really going to get that many employees? I mean, we can't get employees to work at, like, the Zaxby's.
Right.
I mean, people don't want to work, so the likelihood that they even get that many applications, to me, is probably a pretty far-fetched idea.
Because they got to have some.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, like, you got to be able to fire.
But one day after they pass that bill, they're running an ad asking for people who are willing to be armed and face...
Armed
potential
and dangerous.
Violence. Yeah, crazy, crazy. Brian, thanks so much for the call. Soldier Boy, I got to ask you to wait till after Wrestler News coming up. Yeah, I could use you as a consultant.
For what?
Well, you have exquisite taste.
Thank you.
And we're considering all kinds of planning. In fact, one day I hope you get to meet my friend Tom Latham from...
No, we're not doing that. We're not putting cover in the pool, Greg. I'm fundamentally against this idea.
It's what do we do with the patio?
You do the stamped concrete and you make it like a little oasis.
But do we want a fire pit? There's a lot of possibilities.
Yes, you want a fire pit and you want an outdoor grill area and you want a pool. Like, you don't want to cover in the pool. That is such a commitment. Like, I am so against this. I thought about it the other day, too. I was like, Greg, please don't.
If I was that committed, it would have been done already.
I know. That's why I'm telling you. Like, I think this is a knee-jerk reaction. I think you need to have some stamped concrete, maybe a little fire pit with some little Adirondack chairs, maybe a little outdoor grill.
Let me take a quick Facebook trip to Penny Earned so you can see if you...
Am I wrong, Rosie? I mean...
Well,
this is their Facebook page. I am... going to it now because I want you to see. They, by the way, they do land clearing, all types of that. Whether it's, look at it, beautifully paved.
Go to the photos.
Alleyway. They do all kinds of stuff.
Ooh.
Very creative work.
That's a nice little retaining wall.
No, they're the best. They're the best. And Tom Latham is, man, he's a stickler for detail.
I mean, does Tom want you to put your cover your pool with concrete?
No. We don't want to cover it with concrete.
I mean, fill it.
He has the equipment where we could fill it and then put something else on top. And I'm saying that would be something.
But, like, what do they fill it with? Just, like, rocks and gravel and then concrete? They don't fill the whole thing with concrete, right?
No. There's no concrete pouring in that unless we put a patio on top or that nice fire pit thing.
But, like, what do you want? Like, what are you going to utilize?
I want to put a putting green on there.
But can't you do a putting green, like, over that grassy area?
Yes, I have a grassy... I could.
Okay, so why do we have to fill in the pee?
Because we don't use it. Why would we not do it? We use it...
Why don't you use the pool, is the question.
It's too far away.
It is literally, like, 3 steps from your back door.
Anyway, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies has a great Facebook page where you can see the scope of their services and the excellence of their outcomes. Talk to Tom at 284-9292. 284-9292, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. SRN News coming up. Traffic now. Skipper.
Got a new accident on Virginia Loop right at the Chevron at the Troy Highway. There's some injuries involved there. Watch out for emergency vehicles making the run. Carter Hill at Mulberry. Earlier, we had a van and an 18-wheeler and an accident there. We're hoping that one's out of the way, but use caution. Up in Prattville Memorial at Main Street, we've got a disabled vehicle. Watch out at the intersection there. Around Montgomery, a lot of traffic on the roads. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other problems we know of at the moment. Back to school time at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael.